Well, hello, people. I've got my first beer in my hand, and it's about goddamn time.
Yes, but don't you know that alcohol is poison, really? It's killing you.
Really? Well, my time on Earth is killing me. The air outside is killing me. It isn't as clean as everybody says it is. All the processed food is killing me. Working my butt off every day, 5 days a week, is killing me. So you don't mind if I have a couple of beers, which I enjoy having, and it's killing me too. So what? Now, although it's still around, you don't hear so much about it. It's the Me Too movement. You remember that, guys? And as soon as it started, I knew exactly what it was. It was basically a shakedown sort of thing, wasn't it? They try to make us believe that, especially Hollywood, with all these guys forcing themselves on femmes. And of course, the real reason for it was one thing. They wanted money. They wanted to bring down the big guys as well. But money, a shakedown, was basically what was going on. Because we all know throughout history, femmes have used their looks and their bodies to get what they want. That's the nature of a femme. Hell, they're still doing it now. But, of course, the trouble is, a lot of the femmes didn't get the part they were going for. So I guess they had a couple of disgruntled customers. But femmes have no problems in lying, and they don't mind sticking together to do what they have to do to get the money. And to destroy the man in the process, that's even better. But to be honest, do you think that they said, well, you got to go to this interview, you should dress provocatively, sexy-like? No, I think the femmes thought of that completely by themselves. Because femmes are quite willing to do immoral things to get what they want. Oh yes, shock, horror, even have sex with a man to get what they want. Hell, that's never been done before, has it? But if you notice, there was no real proof they could sort of give. It was all back to sort of innuendos. It's the same as that Kavanaugh sort of kabuckle, that clown show they had. They had no proof there either. But we're all supposed to just believe femmes, and that's that. But I'm sure there's loads of times where things didn't go as planned. But the femmes saying they were all the victims is a lot of poppycock, and we know that, don't we, guys? I mean, you play with fire, sometimes you get burnt, right? And of course the end result was they got money, and usually destroyed the men as well. And I believe the Me Too movement's still about, it's just not as rife as it used to be. People aren't believing it. People are starting to see what it really is. You see, the nature of a femme, they're not lone wolves. They work in packs. Because they're not strong enough to take a man down on their own, are they? But of course, years ago, men used to be lone wolves, very much. But not so much now. Not with the internet. They're getting together. They're ganging up. They have to. For damn protection. You know, you'd think the femmes would sort of wise up a little bit. They've used their bodies and looks to get anything they want in life. But when their body and looks goes, and it always does, what else have they got left? As us men know, femmes live for today. They don't think of next week at all. Anyway, so look after yourself, guys. Because at the end of the day, that's the only person that'll be left that you can really rely on. Well, and that and a couple of beers, that is. Take it easy. I'm heading to the fridge.
Can you get me a beer, too?
What? It's poison, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I like what it does to my brain.
I'll get you one. You know, I might be falling in love here.